We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
We've got a couple of bona fide celebrities here. Jeff Garland and Sean Green, and maybe they're going to stop by later.
They might come say hello.
We
prefer the term famish.
Famish. Internet famous is another one.
Sure.
Jake and Jordan are here. Cespedes Family Barbecue. First of all, please let me correct the record. Only one of you goes to Wash U.
Yes.
Washington University in St. Louis, and that's you.
That's me.
You.
Yeah.
Blue shirt, and you are Jake.
I'm Jake. I have the honor of living in St. Louis 8 months out of the year.
Yeah, no. Tremendous place. And Jordan, where do you attend
college? I attend the College of Worcester in Worcester, Ohio. Worcester, Ohio, also a pleasure to be there. Negative 10-degree weather.
Yeah, wonderful. No. But, you know, that intersection, though, it's you get to go home and you don't have to worry
about it. True American populace, Worcester, Ohio.
Absolutely. Yes. So you guys are massive baseball fans.
Yes.
Massive.
Absolutely.
I mean, these guys, and that's what I like, is that on the Twitter account, you really, really care and love the game of baseball. And I'm about to sound like an old person.
Sure.
But it's nice seeing, like, young guys, like I was in college, like, super obsessed with the game, and that encourages me. So you're doing this trip. I want to plug this correctly. And you're writing about it for Baseball Prospectus. And tonight is stop one. Now, do both of you do the account at once? How do we share tweeting duties? How does that work?
Well, we decided that, hey, we should just have one account. We both have access to it. We have our location on, especially when we're at school, so people can know, oh, that's Jake tweeting, that's Jordan tweeting. Oh, Jake, he messed up a little bit of grammar. We know that's him.
That's usually me.
That's usually him.
Yeah.
But no, we both have access to the account. It's been more fun, and it can create a lot of confusing hijinks when we're tweeting at ourselves.
Especially, yeah, it looks like we're tweeting back and forth. We might appear a little bit schizophrenic, which we are, but there's two schizophrenic people, not just one.
Right.
Yeah. So how many does that make total? Two schizophrenic people.
Like,
how many personalities
half?
Are we talking about?
17, 18?
Yeah.
How many personalities?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So tonight you're here at Petco Park. Have you ever been to Petco Park before?
First time at Petco Park. My first time in San Diego.
Very cool.
I've been to San Diego when I was 13, but I have not been here before. Very exciting.
That does not count. All right, very nice. You get to take in a big league ball game, and you get to see Odorizzi Mairdespagne pitch.
Huge fan.
The arm angles.
He's the only player on the San Diego Padres who has the letters to San Diego Padres in his name.
There you go. That's the kind of stuff you get when you follow Cespedes Family Barbecue.
Let me tell you, when I found that fun fact, I was like, this is it. This is the one. I should just shut it down after this.
Yeah, that should have been it.
The genesis of the Twitter handle is what?
So, Yoenis Cespedes, the beautiful Cuban outfielder for the Detroit Tigers, he when he was coming up out of Cuba, he went to the Dominican, and he released a prospect video. And most of these prospect videos are 3 minutes long, a little bit of hitting, a little bit of throwing. His was 20 minutes long, and it was mostly him working out. And then at the end, there was a clip of him dancing with his mother. A clip of him thanking NFL football player Amon Green. And then it ended with him roasting a live pig over an open spit with his family in the background. And it kind of captured the absurdity, the hilarity, and the kind of awesomeness that we see in baseball. So that's kind of the genesis behind it.
Sure, we saw it, and then that's the Cespedes Family Barbecue.
Right there.
That's
we didn't get invited, but we're hoping we will to the next one.
In the future, yes.
Yeah, no, to the next Cespedes Family Barbecue.
Yes.
No, that's great. Going to school in St. Louis, I'm guessing you get a firsthand view of the best fans in baseball and all that they have to offer.
Now you're just trying to push my buttons.
What? Come on.
They are the best fans. I mean, they are the best. I'm sorry to every other fan base, but they're the best. They smell the best. They can all sing. They all love their mothers so dearly, and they do community service every day, so they have to be the best fans of baseball.
Do you guys ever get into any Twitter battles with the other fun accounts like Old Hoss Radburn or these guys, baseball's best fans. Who are you battling with out there?
Sure. Hey, we have a very solid relationship with Old Hoss.
Yep.
Old Hoss,
we go way back.
Yes. He goes way back.
Like 1800s?
18th century,
back.
Yeah.
We go all the way back to 1995.
Sure. I think we've actually managed to have really stable relationships with all of our other friends in the baseball Twitter community.
So that's interesting. If we were to start a beef with somebody, I mean, or if you were to start a beef with somebody, who would be a good target, you think?
That's
a
great question.
Start a beef with someone.
I mean, because really, what's Twitter good for if it's not good for, like, yelling at people?
I say we go after Brandon McCarthy just because he's a Dodger.
Right.
He's
sure. That.
Sure, yeah. He's comes after
Kanye?
Us sometimes. Yeah,
Kanye doesn't tweet that often. So he's not going to come back hard at us.
Right.
Yeah, think about it like
you can
that.
Just keep throwing at him.
Imagine if Major League umpires were on Twitter.
Oh,
like if Cowboy Joe West had a Twitter account or
something
like that.
I think they all are, but they're not public.
Sure.
I would love for there to be a way. We've had a couple of questionable ejections in the last couple of weeks all over Major League Baseball. I would love for there to be a way to toss people from Twitter. Because we get responses sometimes, and it's like, man,
That was really bad.
These people. Well,
you have the block button.
Sure, sure. We use the mute and block button very sparingly.
Yeah.
That's a privilege, and not we don't want to just abuse it like crazy. We know some people that do, and I don't blame them for sure. But I think we need a more creative way. I would have much more fun
It's certainly a live and let live type policy.
All right. That's very democratic of you.
Absolutely. Now, one of you guys is a Mariner fan, right?
Yes, that's
you.
I am.
Are you aware and do you support the Vetter Cup between the Padres and the Mariners?
Hey, it's coming here for the first time. Whenever the Mariners come here, we're going to be in Safeco in a couple weeks. I'm going to be there for the first time. Very excited for that. It's a strange rivalry for sure. The interleague.
What do you mean? It's natural.
It's not right. Yeah. I'm a huge fan. I mean, I've always enjoyed watching the Padres, especially
lately.
Didn't
they change the name of this to the Seth Smith Bowl?
Oh, right. Yeah, now, I mean.
The Maurer Smith Cup is what's
I mean,
now
that's
being
huge nationally. They talk about that on SportsCenter. I mean,
I heard Skip Bayless talking about it this morning.
And nothing else.
Right.
It was dominating the conversation.
I heard him screaming about it this morning.
Yeah. Right.
More accurate.
Sure.
How many total stops on this trip? So it starts tonight, Cubs and Padres. Mm-hmm. It concludes June 7th, as you guys take in both games, or two games, between the Rays and the Mariners. So in between now and June 7th, how many ball games?
Between now and June 7th, it'll be either 18 or 17 games in 18 days.
Awesome.
There's one day where we're not seeing a game because, you know, the drive from San Francisco to Portland, kind of far.
Yeah.
When you type that into Google Maps, it's pretty far.
Right, you know, we're from Maryland, where we're used to states that are like, oh, it takes an hour to get out of the
Philadelphia's
state.
2.5 hours.
Right. And California is a different.
It's a large state.
Sure.
It's nearly the entire West Coast.
Yeah.
If you look at a map, you got little Oregon, little Washington up there.
You guys have the eighth largest GDP in the world.
That's it.
Right. So that's tough. That's the long drive.
I'm learning so much right now. This is unbelievable.
I told you they were smart.
Well, you just dropping the geography on us. That was impressive
No, man. You look at a map, it's big. You can see that.
I never thought about it before.
Alaska, the biggest state by geographical surface.
I didn't know where Oregon was before I sat down, and now I do.
It's on top of California.
That's something I'm going to take away from this experience.
Yeah, that
tweet,
and
tweet
so
about
much
it for
I'll tweet. Now I know where Oregon is.
So you're mixing in big league games and minor league games, which I like. You've seen a storm a couple of times. You'll love the place tomorrow, by the way. Lake Elsinore.
Very excited about that.
Awesome, awesome. Heard nothing but the most amazing things about all of that. So you're driving up the coast, and are you borrowing a car?
A friend of ours, Chris Crawford, he writes for Baseball Prospectus. He's the lead prospect writer over there. He exchanged his car to us in return for a healthy sum. In return to him.
In U.S. currency.
In U.S. currency, of course.
Right.
Because we are not old enough to rent a car through the traditional methods.
Yes, and so instead of – I mean, we could. It would require a lot of explaining and fees.
And
fees.
Yeah, they if you're not
– So what about like an editor at Baseball Prospectus? Couldn't they write, you know, to the rental car company and be like, hey, this is a legitimate journalistic enterprise?
Yes.
Legitimate is an interesting word that I would disagree with.
Now, again, this is the conversation we would have had before. We just got here in Chris's car.
Right. Yeah,
it's a little too late now.
It was pretty cheap. You know, it's going to be a lot of driving. We tallied it up. I don't think it's on that post, but it's around 49 hours of total driving time, around 3,000 miles total. So,
we talked to a kid last homestand that was biking every park, and it was like 11,
far more impressive than
11,000 miles biking. And these guys are complaining about borrowing a car and driving up and down California.
No complaints at all. We're extremely appreciative.
I don't think you could squat your own body weight, let alone
ride a bike.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know.
He can't squat 85 pounds, really.
No, he can't.
How about that?
On a good
day. He ate lunch today.
On a good day, man. Let me tell you.
So you guys, we can follow along, right? Baseball Prospectus, tell us how to follow the action.
So you can follow us on Twitter at CespedesBBQ. We're actually kind of launched our own Snapchat, so we're going to be taking pictures of what we're doing along the way.
I'm
video.
Frightened.
Kids,
I'm so frightened.
Kids love
you
the Snapchat.
You
want to
take a selfie? No. that sounds like my 15-year-old sister. No, so we're doing a Snapchat at follow CespedesBBQ. We're going to be taking pictures of video of what we're doing along the way. We're writing at Baseball Prospectus every day. And we're going to try and put out a little bit of podcast stuff here and there. But for the most part, that's where you guys can find us on the interwebs.
All right, that's it. Make sure you're following the Cespedes Family Barbecue Twitter account if you're not already. Legitimately funny baseball stuff, and now especially with the trip. Great time to hop on board if you haven't already. Their real names are Jake and Jordan. One of them attends Washington University
in
St. Louis.
But you'll never know which one.
The one in the blue shirt.
The one in the blue shirt.
Jake.
This is actually black. This is blue. It's like the dress.
Oh, no. Don't even go there.
Yeah.
Don't even go there. All right. So Cubs-Padres tonight. Who you got? The Padres. Outstanding, of course.
Hey, oh. I'm going to say Padres 4, Chris Bryant 3, Cubs 0.
Okay. I'll take it.
We got Despaigne.
Win's a win.
We got Despaigne on the mound. He's unstoppable at home. Andy. I'm excited. His eyebrows, I want to see his eyebrows up close.
He's awesome.
He's number 2 best manicured eyebrows behind Yoenis.
Yeah.
That's high praise.
All right.
Yeah. So it's just a Cuban trait.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, if you want to generalize like that, I mean, I'm
just putting words in there.
No.
Oh, okay.
Don't put anything in my mouth.
No. With
all
that,
right. Jake and Jordan from Sesmita's Family Barbecue. Follow them on the Twitter and follow their journey up the West Coast. 17 or 18 games in 18 days. Good luck. Get the 18th one in. Don't wimp out and take a whole driving
he's
day.
Trying we'll to, see. We'll he's see. Trying to wimp out a Inland Empire. I'm trying to go. I'm
66ers?
Trying to go. 66ers. Yeah. I'm trying. That would be two games in one day. He's.
By we'll the way,
see. We'll see.
These guys are legit. In spring break of my junior year of college, I went to the University of Miami in Florida, and we did, I think, like 5 spring training games in 4 days, and we were very proud of ourselves. Like, we were like, this is the greatest trip ever, and not even close.
We've done it the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Last year it was, I think, 16 games in 15 days. So
that's how you have to do it.
Yeah, 16 and 15.
Yeah.
So. Day-night doubleheader?
Oh, yeah. It was a weird day.
A rain out. We left a game early and drove another hour. But last year we did 15 days. We went to Texas and back from D.C., where we're from. This year we thought we'd one up it, fly out to the best coast.
Hey.
You know, we're Tupac over Biggie, so it's good to be home.
Clearly.
That kind of makes me think of something. Do you try and stay for the entire game? Like, if there is a drive coming, I mean, what's sort of the line of demarcation with whether this counts or not?
Oh, well, I think it.
Counting is first pitch.
Okay.
Counting is first pitch, but
first pitch, we could be out of here and go.
We're out of here after the first pitch. Yeah. No, I think we try and stay as long as we can. It's important to be safe on the road.
Yes.
We don't like driving after like midnight 1, so if we need to leave a little early, we'll do that. Most nights we won't though.
Don't Snapchat and drive.
Don't ever do that.
Ballpark food, is that going to be a big part of this?
Yeah, it's important. I mean, especially since obviously we're at a game every night, it's hard to go out and find a place to eat.
Fair enough.
In whatever cities we are at. So, yeah, it's important. But people around, especially up and down California, they're like, oh, stop at this place. So
all right,
you should try In-N-Out.
Yeah, we don't have to resort to Yelp.
Okay, so. Very cool, man. Awesome. Yeah. We'll have a fun trip, a safe trip. Jake and Jordan at Sesmita's BBQ.
Thanks.
On the Twitter. Outstanding. Patrick, we'll get you all hooked up with the food spots here at Petco and where you gotta take this thing in. Enjoy the trip. Thanks, guys, for coming by.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. How'd you like to guarantee the opportunity to purchase tickets to the 2016 All-Star Game at Petco Park? That's right here. Become a Padres season ticket member at the Gold or Platinum level and lock in your chance to get tickets. Call 619-795-5555 or email tickets@padres.com to become a member today. It'll be here before you know it. Joe Butler on Twitter, best tweet from the segment with these guys. What a think tank, he wrote. That's exactly right. We'll take a break, come back. More Padres Social Hour from the AMR studio right after this.